Blog Talk Radio.
Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, I want to draw your attention to the fact that this invitation comes at a specific point during the public ministry of Jesus. Heretofore, the mission, ministry, and message of Jesus was to the nation as a whole. And the nation and his claim to Messiahship. And so he turns from the nation to the individual. And so this nation had sold itself, that is, the nation of Israel, to another way. The leadership, that is, the rabbis, the Pharisees, which were the conservatives of that day, the Sadducees, which were the liberals of that day, had distinct political, or should I say, religio-political camps. There are two great rabbis of that day, Rabbi Shemaiah and Rabbi Hillel. It is very interesting that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, never quoted from any of the great rabbis, nor did he seek the wisdom or opinion of other great rabbinic teachers of his day. His message was distinctive. His message was independent, wayward, nation, back to God. But the nation was not ready to receive him. In John 3, we're told that man loved darkness. Or man loved, the word there is agape. It's the same word that's used in John 3:16, for God so loved, agape. And they were told, but men loved agape darkness, or skotia, rather than light or false, because their deeds were evil. God knows this. God understands this. And his message is still universal. For God so loved the world, or in the Greek, cosmos, That is the message, God is Phos, P-H-O-S. Theos, or Theos is Phos, and in him, within the divine essence, is no darkness at all. It is emphatic. In the divine essence, within the divine essence, there is no darkness. And then we have added at all. Titus, it is the letter to Titus. In that letter, Paul speaks of the God who cannot lie. God is not a liar. God does not lie. The spies who went into the promised land and brought back a negative or an evil report, in the Hebrew we're told that they brought back a report that slandered the character of God. In Genesis 3, the shining ones in Akash. Slander is a very serious and heinous sin in the biblical documents. In Hebrew thinking, the term slander means to stand against the life of another. Now, I have been around persons, I'm around persons who constantly slander others, and there is little or no awareness of the consequences of this crime. It is a spiritual crime to slander another. Jesus says that if a certain way about a brother, then you are a murderer. John writes that the one who hates is a murderer. Then John adds, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, we have a command stated in the imperative, dute, in the Greek, D-E-U-T-E, dute. It is the imperative of aimi, which is a verb of being. Dute, come unto me. It is an imperative. It is a command. Here is where the individual that is in Iesus, this is where the individual will find all that he or she needs. The name of this show, this radio show, is Matikos, and it means the spiritual one. And so, I speak about topics that are related to spiritual maturity. Hear the invitation, that is the command, I should say, stated in the imperative, is given to the individual. Come unto me, says Iesus. Come unto me. This is a very, very powerful command. All, Tiff here, all that labor and heavy laden, and this word, labor, in verse 28 is very important. I don't have time for all the mechanics, but let me just share with you that this particular word means those who are tired, those who are tired and exhausted with grief, with grief. Notice the terminology to labor. that it and how it is related to exhaust, PAO, COPA, and this particular word also means beating the breast with grief. It means trouble. It also means to cause one trouble or intense labor united with trouble and toil. Here is a very graphic and powerful picture of the individual whose life is being torn apart by experiences in this world. It is important to realize God knows my particular struggles. God knows what I feel about me and my heart, because of what someone has achieved. We as individuals can sin against ourselves, or we can sin against others. And when one has been sinned against by another, particularly by another who is a loved one, the emotional content around such a hurt, such a catastrophic and devastating wound, it can be very difficult to relate that type of wounding to another. When one's heart is built around a wound of such intensity, the heart wears down. The individual begins to dissolve within, so much so that his or her life begins to melt away. And the individual feels that he or she is melting away. The crisis that's in the heart is chronic. And so someone may think, well, depression is symptomatic of the spiritual condition. Well, someone may say that, well, you have anxiety or you're anxious. The anxiety or the anxiousness is symptomatic of one's chronic spiritual condition. Well, you're young and healthy and viable, but you seem to be worn out or worn down or tired. You seem to be so exhausted. And the grief, the hurt, the sorrow, and the pain that one holds on to through woundedness is not addressed. Only one can have and does have a comprehensive awareness of our hurt, of our deep. The world cares little for our deep woundedness. In fact, the world attempts, and it does, superimpose upon our vulnerability discontent. The world seeks to manufacture discontent. The world wants to create more and more discontent. The world does not want me at peace. The world wants me shattered, and disconnected from myself and others and true relationships. Think about that. Just think about that. The world wants to redefine us in terms of our shattered state. The world wants us to be shattered. The world wants us to be disconnected from ourselves and from others and real relationships. The world wants us, and the world profits. Think about this. The world profits from our, there's money to be made from us. If we are whole, if we are healthy, if we are cured, if we are substantively healed, then the world cannot profit from us. Tatian of the Aces, the command stated in the imperative, is to those who are tired and exhausted with grief. And then he goes on, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Fortizo in the Greek, is given in the perfect passive. So a ship's lading. And it speaks of those who are substantively weighed down and who cannot get out from under a heavy emotional, spiritual load. It is not common for us to think of the fact that we carry heavy emotional lading. Our lives are directed by our interpretation of events that have occurred to our lives, in our lives, our story, our narrative. Carrying a lie that has become our truth. And we build our lives around that lie, which so influences everything about us. Here is God understanding deeply, richly, and wonderfully our suffering, our common suffering. In this age of manufactured discontent, here is one. I will rest you. Not I will give you rest. The I, the pronoun I, is emphatic. I will rest you. Anapauso is a word in Greek, A-N-A-P-A-U-S-O, anapauso. The prefix ana means up, or up from a lower to a higher place. Pauso means to cease or desist. It also means to restrain something. God's word is deep. God's word is rich and wonderful. God's word is powerful. Our psycho-spiritual well-being, our existential crisis, cease when we come to Him and allow Him to wonderfully bless us with His presence. Ye in me and I in you. It's a promise. An apostle take away that past that so limits us. He will take away those things that have created such anxiety and inner discontent. He will buttress us. He will give us the walls that we lost. He will take away from us those triggers that were planted in our lives by the abusers. Abusers have power over us because we have believed their lie that they are more powerful than us. The abuser is disarmed when the abused one stops believing the lie or a lie of the abuser. Stops believing that he or she is worthless, ineffective, without power, without self-control. The Word of God, the living Christ, offers each and every one of us freedom, ultimate freedom within Him. What is it today that you want out of your life, that you want to drop? The insults that have been hurled at you, the negative, horrible things that have been said against you because someone wants to heap abuse on you. You don't understand transference or counter-transference. You don't understand these terms, or you may have a vague understanding of them, but let me say right now that if you come to Jesus, if you come to Jesus, He will give you a brand new life. He will give you appropriate walls and boundaries. He will build you up. He will help you with your drug abuse. He will help you with your alcoholism. He will help you with your pornographic addiction. He will help you. He will break your life right now. If you will come to Him, if you will earnestly seek Him, we are told that God is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him out. You may have His reward today. You may have His blessing today. You may have His presence today in your life. The power of God be upon you this day. The power of God bless you. This may find rest in Jesus. God bless you. God give you a new way of being and a new way of seeing, so that you may be able to look at the beauty of the world and enjoy the taste of food, enjoy the wonder of the sunshine upon your skin, enjoy loved ones, hand-holding, embracing, and loving. And I'm on the Matacost. Have a wonderful day.